Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. But you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, will the dark run? Every time they talk about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My homie could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Hallelujah,
thine the glory.
Lift your hands, everybody, and see you have won. You did it again, over and over, time after time. I couldn't see my way out with you. He's Jesus, all by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me.
Good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. We're your host and co-hosts, Pastor Bill Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Come on in, come on in. The scripture, excuse me, for this morning is James 4 and 6. But he give us more grace. Bless you. That's why scripture says, excuse me, God opposed the proud, but shows favor to the humble. James 4 and 6. But he give us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposed the proud, bless you, but he shows favor to the humble. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Remember, you're not in this alone. We are here fighting with you.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good, good morning. And welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited that you guys decided to join us on this morning and to share with us your first fruit as we share our first fruit, which is to give God great play. What is wrong with me this morning? I am Pastor Daniel. Well, let's start all over here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than my co-host, none other than my lovely wife, none other than my partner, my ride or die, my bunny, to my Clyde. This is none other than minister, co-pastor, prophetess, none other than Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that God has decided to bless us and wake us up this morning to give us this opportunity to share our first fruit with you as you share your first fruit with us, which is to give God praise, worship, and honor on this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer and talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for opening up our eyes, God, closing us in our right mind. Father, giving us the strength and the ability, Father God, to stand in your presence on this morning. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the glory that you have set in the atmosphere. Father, the glory that you have set in the room. God, we thank you for your peace and your wisdom and your guidance, God, and for protecting and watching over us as we go through our day. Thank you for guiding us, God. God, throughout all of the trials and the tribulations that we go through in life. God, we thank you for keeping us and protecting us, God. God, from all the hurt, harm, and danger, God, as we slept and slumbered on last night. God, the enemy desire was to come in and sift us like wheat. But your angels was dispatched by our bedside, God, and you kept us. And Father, for that we give you praise. God, for that we give you glory. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our eternal prayer, our constant and eternal prayer, Lord God, is that as they listen, God, they are built and inspired and strengthened, God, daily through what you do on the broadcast, God, not us. God, but we're nothing more than a willing vessel, God, to be used by you. God, we ask that as we pour out of us, God, that you have poured into us, God, that the people that are under the sound of our voice are blessed, inspired, and strengthened, and encouraged on this morning. God, we pray, Lord God, that if the noisome pestilence and the chaos, God, and whatever it is over their hearts, God, that is keeping them from hearing, God, comprehending, God, and feeling, God, today, we ask that you would just remove all of those things right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you guys so very much for, again, for being a part of today's broadcast. We'd like to acknowledge all of our countries that are listening in. We thank you guys for being a part of today's broadcast and for your constant and consistent fellowship and friendship and connection and partnership with us every single day. We love you so very much. We cannot wait to get over to these countries and shake your hand and tell you thank you to your face. We appreciate you so much. We love you so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. And we thank you for continuing to share and be a part of it. And we know that your challenges are great. Your challenges are great as being some of the countries that are listening in. This is considered as a sacrilege in your country for you to listen to a gospel radio station. To even for those of you all who are even missionaries and pastors over there, your job is hard, and we realize that. And know that we are praying for you. Know that our hearts are going out to you. Know that our prayers are going out for you. The people that are listening here in the United States, we're praying for you as well. The prayers of the righteous avail much. They say where the Bible tells us where two or three are gathered together in His name, that He is in the midst. And watch this here. If one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. Listen, we got a whole country that's praying for you. We got a whole country of believers that are praying for you, and we're calling on the name of the Lord and asking God to continue to bless and keep you. But we want to make sure that we acknowledge you. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria. And we have Russia. And we want to thank you guys so very much for continually to connect with us as you have. And we really appreciate you. We love you so much. We love you so much. And know that we are here for you. We're here praying for you. We're here if you guys need to reach out to us. We appreciate you so very much for all that you do. We appreciate you for all that you do. And please continue to be a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Amen. Listen, we're going to share a quick scripture, and we're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back. This is just a scripture just to encourage you on this one. This is something that the Lord laid on my heart. It's Hebrews 1 through 2, and it says, therefore, this is going to be my PSA. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Watch what it says. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, whom for the joy that we set before him, watch this here, endured the cross, despite the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, right hand of the throne of God. Now, the most beautiful thing about this, is that God has already set some things in order in our life. What we need to do is just stay focused. Even though your storm may be great, even though your issues may be great, God is still working this thing on your behalf. God has already set into place the shifting that you need in your life. Because we are here. We're here with the mindset. We're here with the ability. We're here with the issues that we go through. But God has already made a way of escape from this thing. Only thing we have to do is just constantly and keep in focus, keep in play what he said. Watch what he said in the scripture. He said to us, run this race with endurance. That's what I wanted to focus on. Run with endurance the race that is set before us. Run with endurance. Keep your mind focused and run your race. Anytime you run a race, let me help you with a race. Anytime you run a race, if you ever look at these runners, if you ever look at these runners, when they run, they never look to the side. I'm going to tell you why a runner never looks to his left or to his right. A runner never looks to the left or the right because he'll get distracted by something that he sees, and he will lose his stride. There you go, baby. He will lose his stride, and he will. And sometimes, watch this here. If you're not careful, you'll trip over your own feet. Come on here. It is so important that as we run this race, we don't look to our left, we don't look to our right. We just keep our focus and run the race that is set before. Run your race. Run your race. I know that it's hard. I know that it's difficult. I know that there are people that are going to say things and do things, and they're going to have all these little slide marks to say, but that's all right. There you go, baby. Help me out this morning. That's going to be all right. You keep pushing, and you keep driving. The more you push, the more you drive. I guarantee you, the further they'll get away from you. Because watch this here. As you go forward, because they're doing all the talking, come on here. Let me help you real quick. And they're not focusing on their own race. They'll start getting in the distance because you're pushing. I sit back and I was watching a race, and I forget the little girl's name. Y'all forgive me, but I forget this little girl's name. But this child took off. She couldn't have been no more than about maybe 18 years old. She couldn't have been no more than about 18 years old. And this baby took off running in this race. And when she took off running in this race, I mean, she left these children in the dust. And the whole time she was running, it was almost like the only thing that she saw was the end of the tunnel, and she was trying to get to the end of a tunnel. And if I tell you, she started when she got midways to track, it seemed as if she got faster. But watch what I learned. I learned that when you get closer to your goal, when you get closer to where you're trying to go, the faster you need to run. That's what that taught me. So when you get, just keep on running. You're going to get to your goal. And when you start seeing that thing, the Bible says, press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. When you see your in Christ Jesus, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to pick up speed and leave everybody else in the dust. Don't focus on them. Don't worry about them. If they get there, they get there. If they don't, they don't. But watch this here. You need to get to your prize or your high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. When you get to your in Christ Jesus, let me tell you something. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Can't nobody tell you you didn't try. Can't nobody tell you you didn't keep on going. And listen, let me help you with the ones that's in the dust. If you stop focusing on the stuff that's going on, you can get to your. We may not all get to the end of the race. We might not all get into the winning circle all at the same time. But we're gonna get into the winning circle. You may not be first. You may not be second. You may not even be third. But you're gonna be in the winning circle. Yeah. Just keep on running. Amen. That's my PSA for you this morning. God bless you. We're gonna take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Really going right.
Pastor, are you doing the commercial?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, I'm finding good help.
Wait a minute. I can't. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifts and Gifts, Bath Bombs. Those of you who are looking for a Calgon Take Me Away moment, that relaxing bath that will just melt your day away, get in contact with none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas at 832-816-7997. You can also email her at CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com for all your bath bomb needs.
See, I need some help, y'all. See, I already cut up early this morning. This is what I'm talking about. Anyway. Welcome back to Word Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor Kashima Douglas. Today for Freestyle Friday, we have a phenomenal woman of God, Miss Clark, that's here to talk about what she do and about her nonprofit and all of that. Miss Clark, good morning. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Good morning. So, tell us, where are you from?
Sugarland, Texas.
Okay, you've been here all your life?
All my life. I was born in Richmond, Texas. My parents moved to Sugarland when I was 1 year old. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. So, let us start. What kind of nonprofit do you have?
My nonprofit is what we do. We are like in the midst of this pandemic, we're blessing those that's in need of toiletries. That's what we're doing right now, and the nonprofit is geared towards helping, like we help those that come out of jail and might need a resume. We help them to make their resumes. We give them an outfit to go out to look for a job, you know, our interview outfit. That's what we're geared towards, helping pretty much in any manner that we are able to help in.
What is your passion?
Families, no family left behind. That's my passion. Families, young adults, because my daughter was like 28 years old at the time when she passed from brain cancer. So my passion is literally families. Praise God.
Okay.
Helping the family.
I'm sorry. Do you have a motto that you stand by pertaining to your baby passing away from breast cancer? What is your motto concerning that?
My motto is, we shall not want. My baby's favorite scripture was Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that's our motto, we shall not want. So that's why Chiselosis Foundation, we're out here and we're helping families right now in the midst of this pandemic, COVID-19 that we're in. We're just trying to help where we can help. Yeah, no, we shall not want. So that's what we are out here to do, to help.
What do you see your organization through your eyes right now in about 5 years? What's your vision? What's your plans that you see your organization in 5 years?
You know how you do have the different agencies that help, like, pay your rent, or your utilities, give you groceries. That's where I see myself at. And by May of this year, 2021, I see us, yes, helping to pay your rent. We are here to help, helping you to pay your rent, because we know in this hour that we're in, a lot of people have lost their jobs, and just need a, they're not lazy, they just need a little hand, praise God. So that's why I see us at, literally in May of this year, is being able to help pay your rent or pay your utilities, coming in and shopping. That's where I see us at.
Okay.
this year in May. And that's what we are looking for right now. We're looking for a building to get started at. That's where we're at right now.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed, Apostle. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. I have a couple of questions I want to ask as well. One of the questions is, what advice would you give to someone who wants to step out and start a nonprofit? What would you tell them?
Do like I did. I really just trusted Jesus and just step out. Faith without works is dead. So I believe in putting your works to your faith. And we have to really trust God and just step out on faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen. Amen. I know that it would be kind of hard to say on an average work day for you, but how many hours did you put in? Do you put in a day, do you think?
almost 24/7.
She said 24/7. I know that's
almost
right.
24/7. My sister always tells me to rest because it's like I'd be wanting to make sure everything is excellent, perfect. I'd be wanting to make sure that I have, you know, what I can at this time, praise God. So, yeah, I almost 24/7.
Can you describe or give an outline of your type of day?
Okay, praise God. I might get a call from, I have several stores that will call me. And HEB is the number one store. The manager, he might call me and say, DeOlanda, I have an order for you to come pick up, and it might be a thing of toilet paper, paper towels. That's mainly what HEB gives me is toilet paper, paper towels. And most of the time when he calls, it is usually like late in the evening. Kroger's. They'll call, they'll say, Miss Clark, we have something for you, and I go by myself and pick up, and that's what they asked me to do, just come by myself and pick up. So I go and pick up, and then I come home. Sometimes I'll make the bags, or either I just put everything here, and I have a team that will come and help me make my bags. That's usually what my day consists of, is going, picking up orders, even Dollar Tree. They might call me and say, Miss Clark, come and pick you up $50 worth of items, you know?
Okay. Now, I know that you say you're in the Sugar Land area.
No, she said she was raised.
Oh, you were raised in the Sugar Land area. Yeah. But what is your range that you help? What is the range of people that you help?
So right now my range is, They can stay anywhere. It doesn't matter right now. But when I get actually into doing it for us, helping with the finances, as I said, that's going to be the Fort Bend area.
Okay.
Because
Harris County has
all kind of areas, you know, to help people, and Fort Bend does not have a lot. So my focus is going to be Fort Bend. Yes, sir.
Okay, Fort Bend. Okay, okay. What is your motivation? What motivates you? What motivates Ms. Clark?
Don't make me cry this morning. What motivates me is what I'm doing is what my 28-year-old daughter did. My baby always blessed. No matter what, she was going to find somebody to bless. And so that's what motivates me. I'm keeping up what my daughter did when she was here. And when my baby was going through her illness, you know how God kept my baby. You know, she never not one time complained that she was hurting or anything. And that motivates me. Because God kept my baby. My baby never was in any pain, praise God. She never complained, not a one time. And that's what motivates me. That's what motivates me to get up and do what I do. Because God kept my baby in the midst of her going through. So, yes, sir, that right there motivates me.
Amen. Amen. And see, that's a great motivation. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, we need, in order for us to continue in doing what we do, we need that motivation. We need to have something that links us to our passion. And, you know, a lot of times our links are misguided. But watch this here. When you have a true link to something or someone that says, you know what, this is what I had, this is what I do, this is how I do what I do, and I'm going to push, and I'm going to make this thing happen, that's what that's all about. And that your daughter being your passion, your daughter being your example, your daughter being the thing that pushes you, that's gonna make your business thrive. That's gonna make your nonprofit thrive, because it's from you're doing it from the heart. And a lot of times I tell people we make the mistake of doing things to be seen. And right. And we need to understand that it's that God says, the Bible tells us like this. This is what the Lord says in His Word. He tells us that we do in secret, He gonna reward us openly.
You know.
So when we're behind the scenes and doing what we do, you know, and then the thing about it is, we got to realize sometimes what we do is a thankless thing. It's not always about getting the praise and the accolades and the pat on the back and getting said, you know, get your name called when it's all said and done. You know, sometimes it's just that God saying, okay, listen, just do what I told you to do, and everything else gonna work out. Just keep that focus and keep going.
Apostle.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know it is. I know it is. I can tell in your voice. Amen. I got one more question for you. How do you generate ideas? What generates your ideas? What do you get your focus of ideas from to help people?
The Holy Ghost.
Sir, tell me, you know, we will cut up over here real quick. But that is good. So, technically, what you say?
I apologize.
You okay? No. One thing on here, we do not stop the Holy Ghost. Trust me. At all. He will show up and show out, and we'll still be going in. And then went over time, still going in. This is saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled life.
Yes, glory.
This is not an ordinary radio station. So.
No, it's not. And I just wanted to let you know that you're being listening to in 14 countries. We just picked up Russia. So you're
awesome,
all over the world. You're all over, literally almost all over the world.
Jesus, amen.
So
amen.
If the people want to donate to your organization, how can they reach you?
They can reach me by email, which is transforming, TransforMing Couture, Couture at gmail.com, or they may call me directly at 281-302-8665, and if they would call me, I would prefer that they text me and let me know. That way, I would know who it is and what you know what they're needing or wanting to do.
This is going to be a really emotional question/statement, but it needs to be known. How long has your baby been gone? And is there an anniversary coming up, or what are you doing for in remembrance of her?
Yes. January the 20th, 2021 will be 3 years. My baby has been gone to glory. Yes. And I am planning a gala, so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm planning a gala, and at that gala, I have some little surprises I want to do. One of her little friends, she went through almost like what my daughter went through, but she's still here, and she graduated last year. So I at that gala, I want to do something special, so I don't want to say too much just in case they're on here listening. Praise God. So, yes, I'm planning to do a gala.
Okay, well, make sure you let me know so we can definitely say it over the show so people can know, reach out if they can, reach out, they can donate. Do you have a cash app for your organization in case someone want to sow into your organization for her and for helping people as well? Do you have a cash app or a Zelle?
I do have a cash app, and my cash app, again, is my number. It's 281-302-8665.
Okay,
they can
okay.
just do it straight to my telephone number, yes.
Okay, good. We are so honored that you came on here and shared with all that you do, not just in honor of your baby, but in honor of helping people, because that's just who you are. People just don't understand. Yes, we all go through things, but somebody's out there that's going through worse than we're going through. And to put yourself aside, even though you've been sick, you still get out there and make the bag and share it. And I thank you for doing it, because everybody don't do that. They say it, but they don't necessarily do it. With no judgment, with a smile on your face, we appreciate that.
Because, you know, one day I just really sat and think. I thought about my baby terminally ill, okay, with this brain cancer, head full of tumors. And I think about how she never, literally, praise God, never not one time murmured or complained about, you know, hurting, being ill. And the doctors was always amazed that Chisa Lofi, praise God, never was in pain. They was amazed, praise God, that she wasn't mentally ill because of the head full of brain tumors, praise God. So one day I said I had a headache, and then I had to repent to Jesus, because I went back to thinking about Chisa Lofi. You know, head full of tumors, but never complained. So that's where I'm at right now today. I can hurt, but I can't complain, because I seen my baby go through all she went through. I seen her take her last breath. But praise God, not one time did my baby complain. So that's why I'm at the place I am right now. I don't care what I go through. I can't complain. And I always ask Jesus just to give me the strength. And I thank him literally for keeping me in my right mind, because me and my baby was two peas in the pod. As they can say, when you saw one, you saw the other. So, no, ma'am, I can't complain. I have to go through whatever I'm going through and continue to do what I'm doing. And what I'm doing, it keeps me sane, too, because I say, God, if I wasn't doing this, where would I be? What would I be doing for real? So this is a help to me mentally, praise God.
That is a blessing. Do you have a book about what you went through with your baby, or similar to that?
I wrote a book. Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost told me to write the book. Praise God. And it's called Chisa Lofi's Final Chapter. And that's the last year and 4 months of her life. And it's actually on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But I like to sign it and put it in people's hands.
Okay. Again, let them know how to contact you if they want that book so they can purchase it, because I know the process is going for your helping back in the community. But they definitely need to hear that story. That is a story somebody needs to hear and to read to their children, because that's a hard process. And there was nothing but God that kept you strong.
That's it. And it continues to keep me strong. Yes, ma'am. And again, the name of the book. Again, the name of the book is Chiefsalosis Foundation. And you can get in touch with me by calling me again at 281-302-8665. And Apostle and Prophetess, I thank you all for having me on the show on today. Praise God.
Amen. We'll be back. Trust and believe that. Definitely for Women's Day Thursday, I will have you locked in and also to talk more about what all that you do and your information where they can reach out to you. Because I'm sure the listeners want to donate. Therefore, I ask you to give that information a couple times so they can donate to your cause.
Right.
Because what you're doing, everything you're doing is from the heart. It's different than Red Cross. Everything you're doing from the heart, and that's what God honors, is a cheerful giver. And we thank you for coming on here and sharing that. We want to pray for you before you go.
Okay, thank you all.
Amen, amen. We're just going to pray. We're just going to pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity for sharing, God, what the woman of God has shared on this morning, God. God, to bless the people. God, we thank you right now, God, for all that you have put into our hands to do. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you have consistently and constantly poured into her life. God, we thank you for the reservoir that she is. God, that you have her as a resource to be able to pour into, a trusted resource. God, that as she pours, God, you pour the more into her. God, we thank you for everything that our hand touches prospers. God, we thank you for all things being made well. God, we thank you for the heart of the woman of God. God, we even thank you for even in this time, God, where it's getting to the point to where it's getting close to the anniversary, God, of her daughter. God, we pray for her. We pray for her strength, God. God, to be able to do what you have assigned for her to do. God, we thank you for strength, health, and life, God. God, we even speak to her body, Lord God. God, all the intricate parts, all the things, God, that she's dealing with in private, God. God, that she say she won't complain about it, Lord. She won't say it out loud, God. But I pray right now, God, that over her body right now, that every situation and circumstance that's going on, God. God, we pray that your spirit would just touch her right now, God. God, your healing virtue, God, will go out right now and touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, everything, every ache and every pain, God, everything that the enemy tried to make her think that it is something totally different from what you said. All it is just something simple. God, we pray right now, God, to touch her body, God. God, from the vessels, the blood vessels in her brain, God, everything, God, the high blood pressure, God. God, we pray right now, God, that you will remove that thing right now. God, every stressful place right now. God, yes, Lord, we say to that stressful place. God, we speak against it right now. No struggle in this place, God. Let her be released right now, God. God, let her be released, God. Let the freedom of your spirit be released right now in her. God, all things are made well right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, rest even to her mind, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, for resting her mind right now, God. God, soothe the pain, God, in her mind, God. God, all the things that the enemy trying to bring to her in her midnight hour, Lord. God, all the things the enemy trying to wake up out of her sleep with. God, we bind that thing up right now. God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, that you just set the record straight to the enemy. Know your weapon has been formed. Know your weapon has been shot. Know your weapon has hit its target. It shall not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we tear up our soul. God,
Yes, God. I hear the music of the Lord. I hear this music of the Lord just playing over your head. Sweet rest to my daughter. Oh, sweet rest. Sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest. Go to a commercial. Sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, Father. Sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest, sweet rest.
Welcome back. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 declares, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. This is the portion of the broadcast where we extend you the invitation or the opportunity to come into the relationship with Christ. For the backslider or the one who has lost their way, the one that have lost their footing, this is your call to come back home.
No judgment.
No judgment. No judgment. We call this the no judgment zone. Mm-hmm. We've been calling that since the foot from the beginning, since we started the broadcast. We called it the no judgment zone. And I think we need to get back to that. I think we need to get back to us calling it the no judgment zone, because we don't want anyone to feel like you got to put on some type of airs to be here, to be on the broadcast with us, to come on, to listen in, to be a part of it. Because watch this here, each and every last one of us under the sound of my voice and myself and my wife included, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Nobody is unreachable by the hand of God. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, nobody is untouchable for him to touch, like my wife said. You have this opportunity today to come into a relationship with the Father. And watch the beautiful part about him being your Father. He will soothe all of your ills. He'll fix all of your pains. He'll wipe away all of your tears. Only thing you have to do is just surrender unto the Lord. It's just that simple. We surrender to everything else. We make time for everything else. But watch this here. It's not until we surrender to the Lord, surrender our heart, our mind, and our spirit unto him, that we're able to be guided by him. So this is our opportunity. This is your invitation. This is your opportunity for you to come back home. All our prodigal sons and daughters, come on home. Although you may have fallen, let me tell you something. The Bible tells us by way of the song from Dinah McClurkin to the verse in the Bible, say a just man falls seven times. What makes that man so just is because when he fell, he got back up. If you continue to get back up, I guarantee you this next time that you get back up, you're going to get back up in strength. You're going to get back up and stretch. Stand in who he is in your life right now.
Let me say, everybody has a time where they fail. No one is perfect nor untouchable. If they say they have not been through, they're not telling you the truth. I shared this on yesterday. From bishops, apostles, prophets, ministers, pastors, evangelists, missionaries, everyone had a time where they went through a rough patch. And if they say they didn't, they're not telling you the truth. The one thing on here that Apostle and myself is going to tell you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and some more of the truth, because we'll be held accountable for that.
Amen. 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 So let us pray.
Yes, sir.
Let us pray. Lend me your heart. Lend me your heart. I'm going to pray for you. Amen. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Gracious and eternal Father, those that are under the sound of our voices, God, that the ones that desire to come closer to you this morning, God. God, as we pray, as we extend the invitation to be closer to you, Father. Our prayer, Lord God, is that as we pray, as we speak your word, as we call your word, as we declare your word over their life. The scripture says that if they confess with their mouth and believe with their heart that Jesus died and was raised again, they will be saved. Father, so we speak this and declare this over their life as they speak out of their own mouth and say, we receive you, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. And now you are saved. You are in a safe place in God. And we declare this to be so in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer.
God, we pray for those that are, God, across this country, all of the doctors and lawyers and, Lord, all of the nurses and all of the judicial services, God, all of the people, God, across this country, God, we cover them in prayer right now. God, we lift them up before you, Father God, and we say, work, God, on whatever issue or circumstance they may have. God, we ask that you would touch the bereaved, the ones that are crying and hurting, God, seeking for more of you, seeking for you, God, we pray right now, God, that you would strengthen them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, as they go into this next juncture and venture into their lives, God, we pray, God, as 2021 has hit the scene, God, that they are strengthened from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. God, and they want for nothing. In your mighty and rich name is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We got three keys we want to share with you before we go into our next phase of our broadcast. When I'm going to go ahead on, and I'm going to relinquish my stand, and we're going to share those three keys with you.
Amen, amen. Those three keys, welcome. Is the first thing I want to say for surrendering your life to Christ. Welcome. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that because the one thing I'm not going to do is lie to you. That's what we're not going to do. But it's going to be well worth it. The first key is to find you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Find you a Bible. Get your Bible. If you don't have one, email us and we'll get you one. The second one is to find your church home. If you physically go in, please be careful. If you do, or find one online, you're welcome to join us. The Abba House International is on Tuesdays at 7:15 and Sundays at 10:15 on Facebook Live. Feel free to join us. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are walking the word. This is very critical if you surrender your life to Christ. Now the devil's going to start sending roadblocks and God sending people and things that you like that you used to do in front of you. Stand firm. Stand on the word of God. Remember, one, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure whoever you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This must line up. If they're not preaching and living it, don't go. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it.
Amen. 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 Now, guys, like they say in the old Baptist church, govern yourself according to the announcements that have been set before you. We've come to the end of the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to say thank you so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. We're just excited about what God is doing and what you guys are doing in your life and what God is doing in the lives of those that are connected to the broadcast. We love you so very much. We appreciate you so very much. And we want to make sure that we let you know that. Amen. Those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast today, please feel free to go to your Cash App. Your Cash App that you could go to is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020 for those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast on today. Also, guys, remember, Corey Gifted Gift Bath Bombs, if you're looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, you're looking for that relaxing bath, that just to melt your day away, please make sure that you get in contact with Lady Douglas. You can do so by going to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Or you could shoot her a text at 832-861-7997. I'm sorry, 832-816-7997. 832-816-7997. You could contact her through text by letting her know that you guys are interested in those bath bombs. Thank you guys so much. Oh, yes. Also, the blessed oil. We have blessed oil. Now, listen, we don't sell blessed oil. We don't sell no soap on the rope. We don't sell no blessed water. We don't got no holy socks. We ain't got none of that. But what we do have is we have some blessed oil. And the oil is not for sale.
We send this oil to you. This is oil that Lady Douglas and I have consecrated. We prayed over this oil. This is something that the Lord has laid on our hearts to share. There have been many people who have requested for us to send the oil, and we have sent this oil to them all the way to California. This oil has been to California. So listen, it's been sent to California. So those of y'all who are requesting this oil, please make sure that you go to Worldwide Gospel Connection and on Facebook, and just message us there through the word, or they can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. That's worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com.
Remember, if you want to bless all, just email us. We'll get it. We'll send it. We don't need to know what's going on unless you want to share. This is like Pastor Apostle said, this is a no judgment zone. We're not here to judge you. Only one can judge you is God. But we are here to uplift and support you. It's not just the all, it's your faith that brings the all into.
Amen.
It's not just the all, it's your faith. Remember that. It's not just the all, it's your faith. If you need it, let us know. If you need to talk to us, you can definitely email us or inbox us on Facebook. We will reply. Again, this is a no judgment zone. We don't care what you did last night, last week, nor this morning. But we are here on the World Gospel Connection to encourage, support, and let you know that God loves you in spite of what you've done.
Amen, amen, amen. So, we've come to the end of our broadcast. We thank you guys so much for joining us. Whoop, whoop, another one down. And whoop, whoop, she said whoop, whoop. Another one in the history books, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, grace and peace be unto you. And our prayer is that the Lord's face will shine upon you every day of your life. I can't. If the face of the Lord shine upon you every day in your life. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Strength and peace be to you. In Jesus' mighty name is our prayer.
Amen.
Y'all have a great day.
Man up Monday.
Man up Monday. We have a phenomenal man of God that's coming on. I just talked to him on yesterday. He is excited. Man, listen. Y'all better buckle up. Just letting you know, y'all better buckle up.
Apostle, though, he'll be right. He's supposed to give a schedule for next week. Cool, yeah. Sir. Man of Monday. Testimony Tuesday. Wisdom Wednesday. Women's Day Thursday. Oh, we have a phenomenal woman of God coming on. And trust and believe, you better be ready for Pastor Diamond. That's a phenomenal powerhouse for God. And Freestyle Friday, we have another one coming on. We have an entrepreneur coming on for next Friday. Tune in to hear what this woman of God does. Oh, my God, is all I can say. Get ready. Again, it's Man Up Monday, 8 to 10, Testimony Tuesday, same time. Wisdom Wednesday, same time. Women's Day Thursday, same time. And Freestyle Friday. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. I know that we are here if you need us. Be blessed.
Because of who you are. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here.